This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. At some point, soon we hope, it'll be time to start cutting back those oriental grasses. They're looking pretty winter weary now. Hand cutting, an electric hedge trimmer or a lawnmower set to the highest setting can be used to clean up the tops of grasses. However, use the lawnmower only if your lawn is dried out, which likely is not now. Don't use it on muddy soils. All warm season grasses, such as miscanthus, switchgrass, big and little bluestem, prairie drop seed, and Indian grass, die back at the crown of the plant, so don't worry about cutting them back too low. Their buds are at the root-shoot junction, which is often buried in the soil. Tie large tops together to make them easier to cut. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. These grasses are slow to green up in the spring, so you have a few weeks to do the cutback. Cool season grasses, however, such as feather reed grass, blue oak grass, blue fescue, tufted hair grass, most carrots or sedges, will start to grow as soon as temperatures warm in the spring. Clean these grasses up as soon as it makes sense, before they start to green up. You can leave 1 to 3 inches of stub. Ribbon grass is pretty and pretty invasive. The best way to control it is to mow it off in early spring as a cleanup and again anytime during the year when it begins to look brown and drab. New shoots will be fresh and colorful and this will help keep it in bounds. A good rule of thumb for grass cutback is, if it's brown, cut it down. Spring cutback opens up the crown of the plant to rain and sunlight, allowing it to green up faster. Grass tops decompose quickly in the compost pile. If necessary, cut the taller stems in half. However, I've also saved those to use as mulch in my vegetable garden. I'll have all this on my website, gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.